I had to switch to her phone because something's going on with the audio on her computer, but here we are with Jeff the Killer X Reader, Chapter 3.
Hold on, now I gotta unlock my tablet again.
Yep.
Okay, so I was talking about how I had no idea what the hell was going on. You were like, Sire, did you read the story? I was all like, no, because I forgot. But it tells us a decent amount of stuff that, you know, the general audience needs to know.
I mean, it's kind of like, what I will say is, for a Jeff the Killer X reader, you don't really need to retell the entire story of Jeff the Killer because, again, it's the whole assume your audience knows, because your audience is going to already know the basic of the story. The only time you bring it up is if the author decides to add new information that benefits the story.
What?
Yeah, that's just me giving some advice there because, you know, we want, I want good storytellers and people like these, people like stories like this. Ain't that right, Nim? Nim absolutely loves these stories.
I'm sure she does.
Why else is she just sitting at the foot of my bed? Because, oh, she's playing with the yarn that I have.
Oh my god,
Nam. It's what my... She was just eating it. Nam, don't eat the yarn. I know it's $5 Schitt's Creek yarn, but still. It was $5 when it's originally $11.99. Yeah.
For some reason, when my phone goes to sleep, I stop hearing you.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, so now I gotta figure out a way to keep my phone open.
I don't know, maybe read off your phone?
I can't leave the anchor screen.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Well, this is a conundrum.
No, it is.
You're just gonna have to keep checking back and forth, I guess.
Well, I'm gonna have to set my screen to not turn off. But I'm gonna have to obviously leave the anchor screen for a couple seconds here while I do that.
All right. I guess I'll stop hearing for a second, but we'll see if it fucks up everything.
All right, sounds good. I will still be on here, but I will be resetting my phone.
All right, that sounds great. I'll just be here for a second, just trying to entertain the podcast, I guess. Nim, what you doing down there? Oh, she's just being a cat. Yes. So, back to the whole everything with just retelling stories that we already know in fan fictions. Again, I've said this before, especially when it's come to, like, you know, I think I probably mentioned this when we had Legend of Zelda, The Might Inner Life. Just
can only set my screen to be awake for 10 minutes time, which is really annoying.
Okay.
So this whole thing is just going to be annoying.
Okay. Hopefully this will be the only time and we'll figure out the other audio issues. But as I was saying, don't retell the story unless you have new information, and I've reiterated that. But anyway, we going back to the beginning because we were 15 minutes into the story.
We sure were.
Yep. So take it away, Saya.
Tell me, you probably read the story where my family moves to another town and me and my brother, Lou. He stopped. Excuse me. That was me almost sneezing.
Gizzard.
And then I yawned.
Yep.
recalling the story must be hard for him, you thought, even though that's spoken like dialogue and formatted like dialogue. Before another word could be said, you pulled Jeff into a hug. Jeff sighed and brushed your hair with his hand. Me and Lou, supposed to be Lou and I, were
Yeah.
bullied by this guy named Randy.
Can't. I'm just picturing Randy Marsh from South Park. So, like, specifically, red wine wasted Randy Marsh.
That I'm just gonna add that to my mullet guy with pit vipers. He's just always consistently red wine drunk.
Yes.
I'm creating art over here.
It's art.
After he started messing with us, I started to get this feeling. I remember reading that part. What kind of feeling, you asked, letting go of Jeff and looking him in the eyes. Jeff just shrugged. That's just it. I can't really explain the feeling. Burning? Anyway, it felt like something inhuman, something unnatural. That's when everything went downhill. I started getting the feeling more often. It felt like someone was in my brain, trying to control my thoughts and actions. Then the party, he paused. When Randy came and attacked you finished? That's when I lost it. Dot 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 dot. Went insane, Della. I wasn't myself. It's like someone was controlling my mind, Jeff whispered. I killed them. I killed them all. You leaned back and held his face in your hands gently as he tried to finish. I'm sorry, Della, his voice was choked off, tears flowing from his eyes. Please forgive me. He probably just has a lot of tears flowing from his eyes because he's got no fucking.
I mean, yeah, he kind of cut those off along with giving himself that Harlequin smile.
Yeah, but also on the same token, he probably wouldn't have any tears because he's got no fucking eyelids. They just evaporate.
I mean, yeah, his eyes are pretty fucking dry unless he had like Visine or whatever, those store brand eye drops.
He must have to do it like, they did in Clockwork Orange.
Oh yeah, just he just has those he has those things just wired, his eyes wired open, and then he has the saline drop thing just constantly
I
dropping into
mean,
his
he
eyes.
wouldn't need his eyes to be wired open. He doesn't have any fucking eyelids, Maya.
That's true, but he still has that he has a mechanism that just drops the Visine into his eyes.
There we go.
It's a
Oh.
really weird helmet.
Comes with windshield wipers.
Just little windshield wipers for his eyes because like eyeballs themselves can't feel pain because all your pain receptors are in your eyelids, kids.
So he's not gonna know if he's got something in his eye.
Nope.
It's almost like your eyelids serve a purpose.
To keep out the debris and shit, along with your eyebrows and
Yeah,
eyelashes. Those are the first lines of
eyelashes.
defense.
Sorry for what? You asked, wiping a tear from his cheek. You don't have to apologize for anything, Jeff. I put your life
Yeah.
in danger.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize for like killing your whole family, like slaughtering your parents and then telling your brother to go to sleep and then killing him in his sleep. And then doing that repeatedly to other families. Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Being
Just.
yeah.
Ah, just a shining example of a man.
Exactly. Of Steve Buscemi from 30 Rock when he's
Yes, Steve
saying hello.
Buscemi from 30 Rock.
Yep.
You pulled your hands back slowly, confused. What do you mean? Jeff looked at you, his eyes slightly red, because they are dry, not because he's crying. They are just so dry. I don't even think they can, like, move.
Not really, especially from that one picture we got.
You're not safe anymore. He stopped suddenly, a look of fear in his eyes. They're here, Jeff said slowly. Who's here? You asked. What's wrong? Ah, hey! Without any warning, Jeff picked you up, piggyback style, and opened the living room, sliding glass doors, telling me to hold on tight, spider monkey.
Because we always have to make that reference now, and I knew
you'd do it again. Oh, we sure fucking do.
You did it again! And I said this before!
Whatever you do, Jeff whispered, wiping the tears from his face and regaining his composure. Don't turn around. You kept your eyes closed and held on tightly to his shoulders as he sped quickly off the porch and onto the grass of your backyard. He's doing this in, like, a brown, you know, dress suit and some New Balance sneakers.
But he, you know, he has that white hoodie on. So is the white hoodie on underneath the brown suit?
The suit jacket is on over the white hoodie.
Okay, so he has the hoodie underneath the suit.
Yes.
And can I just assume that he has a bald spot somewhere on his head, but it's just being covered up by, like, a patch of, like, swooped over hair?
Or that thing that it's kind of like spray paint, but for your hair.
So, like, shoe polish hair.
Yes!
Okay.
Where if it rains, he's gonna be fucked.
It just drips. Suddenly there's just, like, streaks coming down his face, and it's like, oh my god.
And then he's like, oh fuck, I don't have eyelids!
I'm melting! And then his eyes are dyed black, and now he looks like a demon because he's like, God.
Is he not already that?
No, he's technically a human creepypasta. I don't know.
Nobody can. Can people live without their eyelids?
Yes.
They can, but how do they sleep?
I mean, you can sleep with your eyes open.
That's true, but it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know how it works or how it happens, but it happens. I mean, kids do it all the time.
That's fair. You kept your eyes closed and held on tightly to his shoulders as he sped quickly off the porch and onto the grass of your backyard. The morning dew coating his grass-stained New Balance sneakers.
Some of the morning dew also getting into his eyes. Making him flinch.
A blade of grass.
A blade of grass got stuck in there. And
it stuck his eyeball. He has to activate the windshield wipers.
But the windshield wipers were malfunctioning.
Jeff, I'm scared. I'll explain everything later. Just trust me. He spoke in a slightly panicked tone. He picked up speed and ran towards the woods, the very same woods you first meet him in. He continued past the trees until he stopped abruptly. What trees? We just don't fucking know. Boots skidding in the dirt below his feet. I'm still keeping the New Balance sneakers because if there is a way to make this story worse, I will fucking find it.
And the New Balance sneakers are just the icing on the cake.
Oh yeah, they sure are.
Oh yes, they are.
He put you down and pointed to something in the clearing. A large house. The outside was a dark gray color with black window shutters and a large front porch with a swinging bench. Jeff held your hand and led you to the front door. Jeff, you looked at him warily, that's still dialogue. You're safe now, he said, don't worry. Is this your home, you asked. Jeff nodded. This is where my friends and I live. He looked at you.
Can I explain for this for a second that this is the Slender Man house?
Well, way to spoil the surprise.
I don't know if this is where I should bring this up, but this is where I feel conflicted sometimes, especially with like things like this in the creepypasta community. It's like, do you remember the Slenderman stabbings?
Yes.
Okay, this is just a part of what occurred was, like, they thought that if they, you know, stabbed and killed their friend, that they would be able to get to the Slenderman house. And so I always feel kind of conflicted when people add that detail into the stories, even though I know it's, like, it's not the story itself. Like, it's not this element of the story itself fault. It's always, it's, like, XYZ, and really around that time when this occurred, the, like, narration community for, like, people who read creepypastas and all that, they did come together and they, like, raised money for the victim, survivor, and donated it.
Yeah.
But I'm just, yeah, I just, I don't know. I don't know why that came to mind, but it's, like, I always just feel weird about it, especially weird about stuff like this. I don't know why. I don't know why.
He looked at you. You know those stories you used to read on the internet? You nodded, all too aware of the scary and weird creepypasta stories that Alicia made you read online. Jeff the Killer being one of them. Well, Jeff started, get ready to meet the real thing. What? He pulled a set of keys from his pocket, unlocked the front door, and opened it. What I really didn't understand about our first failed read-through of this is why they even needed keys if there's a bunch of creepypastas living in here, because you're probably just gonna scare everybody away.
I'm going to assume it's so people don't take all of their awesome shit out of their house, because if you read on, they have valuables in there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Also, how do they have electricity and shit to power this place?
I don't know. I'm just imagining that. You know what? I'm gonna tell you what I'm imagining after I set the scene.
Okay.
You followed in after him. The house looked pretty normal to your surprise. There was a living room with a flat screen TV, a soft looking gray suede sofa, and even a Xbox One, Wii U, and PS4 hooked up to the TV, not sponsored by any of them.
Is it an Xbox One S or One X? That's the question. Or is it the
original? That is the question.
Or is it just the original Xbox One? Because if it's the original one, oof, that thing's a dinosaur.
Hey, Slendy, I'm back, Jeff said plainly.
Bleh.
Slendy!
That just feels weird to call Slenderman that.
That's honestly where I got the idea for what he was going to look like, was that nickname in general.
Oh, yeah, no, just the... It's like adding... Honestly, it's like adding Slenderman and Daddy together.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, how we described it before, take it away.
You watched a tall figure enter the room. You knew his face, or lack of a face, all too well. He wore a black suit and tie, but for our sake, he is wearing house shoes and a smoking jacket.
Like a red velvet smoking jacket, and he has, yes. He's trying to hold a pipe in his mouthless mouth. And and he has like a marker sticking out of his smoking jacket pocket because people will draw the emotions on his face. Oh, it's like the robots in Mitchell's versus the machines. It's exactly that.
He wasn't nearly as scary looking as you thought, to your relief, but it was still a bit frightening to be in his presence nonetheless.
Also, she should be going through the symptoms of radiation poisoning at this point.
Should she?
Yeah,
I don't know that part.
That's a part of the lore with Slenderman, where if you're in contact with him, like, if you know he's around when you start to experience certain symptoms, and those symptoms are close to, like, they're close to what you'd experience if you had radiation poisoning.
That's specific.
Yeah.
Weird. I didn't know that.
I know my lore.
You're the Slender Man. You look up at him awestruck. Slender Man nodded. I am, and I'm assuming you are Della.
How does he sound?
My assumption is he just has this really deep voice, like the Easter Island head at night at the museum.
I was going to say he has one of those, like, you know, those, like, voice translator things where he just types in. It can still be deep, like the Easter Island head, but it sounds robotic.
And his face just, like, kind of moves, you know, like when you're wearing a morph suit and trying to talk.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
I know. But he's still in house shoes and a smoking jacket with a pipe, trying to smoke it.
Yep.
So, he's just a train wreck.
Oh god.
Yes, sir, you said respectfully. Jeffrey has spoken much of you, child. You are most welcome here.
And then he tries
to put his pipe in his mouth and fails.
It falls
spectacularly, and it falls on the floor, and he just looks down at it.
It falls on the floor with a loud clank. Everyone's too quiet. Slowly, Jeff comes around and picks it up and wipes it off on his own suit, jacket, pants, and hands it back to him.
I said that I hoped Mothman would be here, so I actually don't know that.
I don't think Mothman will be here because he's too busy being at the Cryptid House. This is the, like, creepypasta Slenderman
mansion place. Yes, the creepypasta house.
Yeah.
You held back from snickering at the use of Jeff's formal name.
And the fact that Slenderman dropped his pipe.
As he looked at it, as much disappointment on his face as possible.
Yep. He looked just as disappointed as her father did before he left. Why he left? Ask her mother, as she was getting railed by the pool boy. They didn't even have a pool.
He was like, what are we naming her mother?
Let's go with Karen.
He was like, Karen, we don't even have a pool. Why did you hire a pool boy?
What are you talking about? We have a pool. It's a blow-up kiddie pool.
And he's out there cleaning it.
Yep, in just shorts.
His voice sounded like an eerie echo. However, it was a calm, mature sounding voice.
Okay.
I imagine that you can tell Slender Man's reactions based on that meme that went around Tumblr for a while when we were younger, where it's like the two beans talking to each other, and one bean is like, how you been? And then the comment is that bean looks so done and it doesn't even have a face.
It looks like it's looking right at the viewer, and you can tell that bean looks so done.
That's what I'm imagining consistently.
Yep.
It's like, you can just tell that he is so done every single time he drops this pipe.
Yep. He gets so mad at one point that he, like, you know that one gif of the guy in the panda suit just absolutely flipping over a table and just destroying everything? That happens, but on a full house, like on the scale of the house entirely.
And then he runs outside and takes off like the lawnmower gif.
Oh God. Slenderman also, okay, Slenderman also takes care of his yard. He has, when he's not in his smoking jacket and his house shoes, he's wearing like the traditional dad garb for mowing the lawn, and he has like a little trucker cap, and he trades the pipe in for a can of beer. And as he's mowing the lawn, he has the beer can in between his legs as he's mowing the lawn.
As he tries to drink it, because he doesn't have a mouth, it just rolls down.
It just dribbles on his dad's shirt and he gets sad.
thank you, sir. You said bowing your head.
Why are you
How does
bowing
one
your
even
head?
behave around a powerful entity who's kind of just like house dad? He's like, I'm not just any house dad. I'm a cool house dad.
God.
And quite the polite lady as well, he turned to Jeff. But I must ask why you have brought her here. Well, I. Who's she? The three of you turned to face a boy with golden hair. He wore an outfit that reminded you of a game that you played, that you used to play as a kid, The Legend of Zelda. All right, he must be that Ben Drowned guy. I don't know who that is.
It's another creepypasta where it's like the whole thing is like a guy finds a Legend of Zelda game at a garage sale. I can't remember. I think it was Majora's Mask. And there's a save file for a dude named Ben, and the game is haunted by Ben. And the ghost basically looks like him, but I don't know, dead.
Sure.
Yep. This is
His black and red eyes kind of creeped you out, but they were also kind of cool. Standing behind him was a taller person, a male. He wore a white mask with black circles around where the eyes should be, and delicate painted black lips. Other than that, he looked like a normal guy with brown hair, a khaki jacket, and jeans. He's just a mime. Stop judging him.
Oh God.
Masky. Sounds like something I would honestly, like name my cat.
Masky. I mean, you would, Saya. I mean, you would.
All the stories you had ever read about them, they were true. She's just in a house full of fucking serial killers.
Pretty much.
Jeff held on to your hand. This is Della, my, girlfriend, you finished surprising the both of you. You've known each other for less than a day.
You can't just declare each other boyfriend and girlfriend after knowing each other for less than a day. You haven't even gone on an actual date. I doubt. Wait, no, he probably knows everything about you because he's been stalking you for 3 years, and you find it romantic.
Ben, in all caps, looked at you with a pleasant expression. However, you could see a glint of mischief in them. He turned to Jeff and nudged him playfully. All right, that girl you stalked for the past, what, 5 years? You said her hair smells like strawberries and you wanted to act.
Well, the strawberry pancakes make sense now.
He suddenly received an elbow to the face. You glanced quizzically at Jeff, who was giving Ben, in all caps, a deadly glare from underneath his elbow.
I thought he said
Unless
3 years. Was it 5?
it was five.
Shit.
Unless you want me to skin you alive, shut up, he growled. Ben, in all caps, held up his hands in defense when Jeff lowered his arms. This is honestly just like every normal teenager house ever.
Well, that's because most of the creepypastas are kind of like, you know, teenagers.
That's true, but it's still like a good portrayal of them, and I'm just not sure if that was intentional or unintentional or...
I think it's intentional. Watch, they're all gonna have a crush on her.
Well, excuse me, princess. Sorry for mentioning how much you said you wanted to...
An actual quote from one of the... from a Legend of Zelda thing. I can't remember which thing it is. Well, excuse me, princess. Even though Link
I'm
never
nasty.
Talks.
I'm nasty.
Oh, God.
That's stupid. The boy wearing the mask said, covering Ben in all caps' mouth and interrupting his mischievous ranting.
Okay.
And this is Ben in all caps. He pointed to the smaller boy in green, who teleported out of the older boy's grasp. The action started you a bit.
Started. You don't...
Yeah, that's what it says.
Started, as in started your engines because you're about to fuck.
Yes.
I shouldn't say that, but here we are.
You didn't see teleporting digital ghost human Hylian people things every day.
Oh God, we're back with the Hylians. Get me out of here! No, I'm having flashbacks. No.
Nice no! to meet you. You said. You saw some sort of dog-like creature step out from behind the Asky.
Oh its God, no! It's Smile Dog.
I know it is, but the thing that I immediately thought of was that show where the guy was dressed in the dog suit.
There's too many like that. Oh, Wilfred?
Yes! I thought of him. That's who I'm going with.
Awesome. Smile Dog genuinely unnerves me.
It is a very unnerving image.
I hate it.
Its fur was red and black, and it had a large human-like grin spread across its face. And this is Smile. Don't worry, he's friendly. I feel like Smile shouldn't be just referred to as Smile. I feel like we need to refer to it as SmileDog.jpg. Like, that's just its full name.
Nickname JPEG.
Yes, nickname JPEG!
Because that sounds a little bit more terrifying than Smile. I don't know. JPEG sounds a little bit more intimidating than Smile, don't you think?
Kind of, but, you know, for... I'm just like... Oh, yes, JPEG. Just your regular, average, everyday export.
Oh, it's actually a dog. Oh, God, it's a demon dog.
Jeff said, happily reaching down and petting the creature's fur. Anyway... Slendy, I need to talk to you. This is very important. Jeff looked at Slenderman anxiously, while as much anxiety as his mutilated face could create.
Thanks for describing it as mutilated, even though that is what it is.
You know, I feel like it would be kind of tough to have facial expressions.
When you have just the Harlequin smile and no eyelids? Yeah.
Yes. Slenderman nodded. I think it's important that Della knows what is going on as well. Considering that you brought her here, what I feared is true. The Mothman is after her. You sat on the... Jeff nodded. Have a seat on the sofa, Della. You sat on the sofa as Masky... SmileDog.jpg and Ben in all caps dispersed. Ben in all caps literally dispersed.
Into a bunch of pixels.
Jeff took a seat next to you and held your hand. Slenderman turned to you. Do you know why you are here? You shook your head. No. Slender Man folded his hands together.
I'm sorry, like Della, but you're pregnant.
There are people who want to kill you.
That came out of nowhere.
Why does this feel like it's going to turn into some weird, like, you know, James Bond type thing?
I don't know. It feels like that. You know?
Oh, that's funny.
It feels like it just... I don't know. It's not going to be like James Bond. It's going to be like Austin Powers. Just that. Anyway, here's chapter 4. Sorry, what? You looked up at Slender Man, your eyes wide. Who wants to kill me? CP agents, Jeff answered. Like Club Penguin agents or something? You snickered. Hey, that no longer exists. Pour one out for Club Penguin, y'all. Jeff's facepalm and Slender Man's unamused expression made you clear your throat awkwardly and apologize. Yeah! You should feel ashamed for that!
Slender Man's unamused expression. It's the bean's face.
It's just the bean face. It's like, I've had enough with this. Ben's laugh echoed from the other room because Ben in all caps would find that funny. He would. CP stands for creepypasta. I feel like that is the worst thing. I feel like CP is the worst abbreviation you could have for something in something like this.
Oh yeah, it sure could.
It really is. I'm just going to say creepypasta agents. It's just a name we made up to identify them. You made it up and you didn't think it through. Then again, I don't think this is common knowledge for people to know what CP usually means. Which, if they don't, good for them. They don't know.
Yeah.
But it's still like, my brain isn't automatically going to go to creepypasta.
No, definitely not for me either.
No. Too much crime shows, guys. And documentaries. They want to kill you, and it's my fault. He bowed his head in shame. Every second you're with me, you're at risk. It's because of what I am. What are you? You asked softly, surprised by how relaxed you were despite the horrifying, dangerous situation you were in. You know what I am. Say it. Vampire. It switches to Jeff's point of view. I looked at her, knowing that she was afraid, even though literally she wasn't. No. This was all my fault. I had feelings for her. Yes, I loved her after stalking her for 5 years, and now it was going to make her love me. But because of that, I put her life in danger. This is the only safe place for her now. If she goes home, they'll kill her. Should I just tell her the truth? I don't know. Jeff, Slender Man turned to me. It's time to tell her everything. Her life depends on it. He typed into his little... Yeah, but you
see, her life would be just fine if you didn't do anything about this nonsense, Jeff.
You know, if you actually cared about her, you would have just stayed out of her life.
Yeah.
But he typed it into his little, like, translator thing. Slendy, a.k.a. Slenderman Daddy, was, of course, was
no,
right, of course.
I bet that's sexy!
I knew it. I looked down at Della. Her eyes were desperate to hear what I was going to tell her. I took a deep breath. It switches back to Della's point of view. He took a deep breath before speaking. I'm immortal, he cringed, afraid of what your reaction would be. We could have guessed that.
We really could have guessed that.
We really could have guessed that, depending, because of, like, you know, everything else that's going on. So, you're saying you can't die? You asked. You know, there's, like, being immortal, and then there's, like... Okay, even if you're immortal, there are ways that you can technically die, unless we're talking Tuck Everlasting levels of immortal. but I don't know which type of immortal we're talking about here.
Me neither.
He nodded. This is a world that coexists with this one, like a parallel Earth. Oh god, we're getting into the multiverse of madness. You can't see it. It's the same world that connected with my mind, that made me who I am. Most humans call people on connection with it creepypastas. Oh, fuck off!
What?
Stop getting meta! I hate it! I hate it when people get meta about shit. Jesus! Stop it! It's like that whole when you're reading something on Tumblr and then it's like a fan fiction on Tumblr and then they mention being on Tumblr and I'm like, shut the fuck up. I fucking hate it. So these Asians are from this other world, you asked? You were so confused. Jeff must have sensed your confusion because he changed the subject. We'll explain more to you later. For now, here's Wonderwall.
Yes. She I was can't about go. To say the same thing.
She can't go home alone. She isn't safe, Slenderman said, turning to you. Jeff will take you home long enough that you can pack your things. The only safe place for you now is here, I'm afraid. You nodded. So I'm living here with a bunch of teenage boys that are creepypastas and a weird dog that smiles dog.jpg. And he's just gonna wake me up one night just breathing over me while smiling while holding a ball in his mouth being like, play fetch with me. Jeff nodded. Are you in? He asked. His eyes were hopeful. You smirked. I'm in, because I totally wanted to play ball with that dog. Smile dog, not JPEG.
This is so great. One of the comments down here at the bottom. Dude, this so far reminds me of some of the MINE from Five Finger Death Punch.
What?
What?
I don't.
What's some disrespect to that song?
How? What? This was a short chapter. But what? Nim is also confused. She just walked up to me and she's just like, what the fuck, mom? What the fuck is this shit? Like, I don't know where Eddie is. I think he's off listening to the elevator music in his head. But that was our two chapters.
With all the struggle we had, I just do not have the spoons for more.
I concur. It's I don't know. I'm looking at chapter 5 and I looked down at the one comment on this page. This might be a spoiler for next time, but it says, I thought he was immortal.
I feel like that's all we need to know.
Well, this will get interesting, and I guess we're going to have some retconning. But, Saya, just so you're aware the thing about the creepypasta community is that, like, there are the characters, but anyone can basically write anything in the community. Anything.
Okay.
At all. Anyone can write anything. Anyone can make any story that they want to. It's all free reign. It's kind of like the SCP community. Which we should probably look for a terrible SCP containment, like, story somewhere. Because that exists.
I actually just figured out about SCP containment, and I think that's pretty cool, not gonna lie.
It's very interesting. The community is it's wildly creative.
It is. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. But we should look into that for a story.
Yes, we should.
Or just read entries off of it, because some of them are also wild.
I thought he was immortal.
I thought he was immortal. Well, until next time, guys.